Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful tonight to have an opportunity to hear the message of salvation about your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, tonight that Brother Cloud preach the gospel of your Son, Jesus. Pray, Lord, that those listening tonight listen attentively with humble hearts and a sincere mind to be able to accept what he says as the truth. We pray, Lord, that Brother Cloud neither add nor subtract from what your divine word of truth states, but pray, Lord, tonight he do so in such a way that someone understands what is required of them to be saved and how they can have eternal life. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the Church of Christ, the kingdom of your dear Son, the only church you can read about in the Bible. Pray, Lord, that you bless us in this regard, and we are thankful for those listening. Pray, Lord, that you bless us with the increase. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Plano. We appreciate you so very much for working with me in the year 2020. Now, moving to 2021, I want to thank you very, very much, along with your wife and those who serve at the congregation where you're serving there in your city. We are thankful to have each and every person on tonight, especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ. You are a very honored guest, and we appreciate having you on, and we put this call on with you in mind. Now, we want you to open your Bible. Take notes of the things our speaker will talk about tonight. And think about your salvation. Now, Tony Cloud is our speaker. This is not his first time being on our call. We're so thankful that he's joining us again tonight. Served as the minister of the Church of Christ in Anchorage, Alaska. He served as minister of the Lord's Church over 28 years, 20 years there in Alaska. That's commendable, in my opinion, all by itself, just to, for someone to stay that long in Alaska. It's cold out there. But we're thankful to have him on our call tonight. So, we want you to give your ear to our speaker tonight, person, the preacher. We heard from his elder last night, and this month we're promoting Elder Preacher Month. These congregations, if you're traveling to Anchorage, Alaska, there's a great congregation that's sound with the sound preachers and elders. Amen. So tonight, the Tony Cloud, he's going to sound his trumpet. Try to sound the trumpet to us tonight about someone calling your name. Let's hear from you. See what your trumpet sound like, Brother Cloud.
Well, greetings to everyone tonight from Anchorage, Alaska. Yes, it is cold, Brother Brooks. It's cold out here, but we're doing all right. It is good to have you all here tonight. And tonight we are going to enter into a study that's very, very important and critical to our souls. I'm here tonight to sound the trumpet because someone is calling your name. We are commissioned. We find even in Isaiah, back to the Old Testament, chapter 58 and verse 1, where the Bible says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Tonight I am personally calling your name from right here on earth. The Bible is the age-old book that answers the most important and critical questions about life, death, and the afterlife. Some believe the word of God to be true. Some, being deceived by the masses, refuse to believe in God or in the afterlife. And still others are just simply confused. But death is not the end. It is the beginning of eternal life or eternal punishment. Physical death is a transition. And at our physical death, both our transformation and a transportation will occur. Only those alive at the return of Christ will escape physical death. Jesus said in the Gospels in Matthew 24 and verse 36, but about that hour and that day, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. At that time, two men will be in the field. One will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one left. Besides those alive when Jesus Christ returns, all of mankind will die. The Bible tells us that. Hebrews 9 and verse 27. It's appointed for man to die once, and after that comes the judgment. And then James says in chapter 4, for you are a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. This, brethren and friends, is the most important topic of life, the eternal destiny of the soul. At death, a separation takes place. The physical body will disintegrate and decompose. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that all go to the same place. All came from the dust, and all return to the dust. And in chapter 12, the Bible goes on to say, the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God, the God who gave it. Every living being has a spirit that returns to the Lord. But we're talking tonight about the soul, because Jesus speaks about the soul of humanity. Matthew 10 and verse 28, he says, and do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The soul, that is the person, the who that we are. We are a living being. We are a living soul. The soul will stand before God in judgment. The soul never dies. I want to sound the trumpet tonight to tell you that our individual judgment comes at our death. On that judgment day, some will go to heaven and some will go to hell. You know, folks don't like talking about heaven or hell today. We like to think about everybody going to heaven. There's even a movie out that says all dogs go to heaven. Brethren, Satan has tried to confuse this subject and this topic. I don't mind talking about heaven and hell because I'm in Christ Jesus and I'm serving our Lord. And I believe by faith in the end, when my end comes, I'll be in heaven with God. Jesus says in Matthew 7:13, enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are a few who find it. Brothers and friends, it is your individual responsibility to choose life. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive compensation for his deeds done through the body in accordance with what he has done, whether good or bad. I heard someone say, well, because God's been good to me, that's evidence that I'm saved. Brother, don't be confused, friends. There's a divine purpose behind the kindness of the Lord. Romans 2, 4 through 6 says, or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and restraint and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will repay each person according to his deeds. It goes on to say in Acts 24:15, having a hope in God, which these men cherish themselves, that there shall certainly be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. On that day, some folks will attempt to plead their cases with God. You see, on judgment day, you don't want to be the one that has to speak. Rather, you want Jesus to speak in your behalf. All that the Bible tells us in Matthew 7 and verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter in. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye who practice lawlessness. We don't want to be the ones to try to plead our case to God on Judgment Day or at our death. We want Jesus to be our spokesman. Once we die and leave this world, our eternal fate is sealed. And no one can save you. Not your money, not your job, not your earthly status, and no one can save you. Psalm 49, 7 and 8 says, no one can by any means redeem his brother or give God a ransom for him, for the redemption of his soul is costly, and he should cease trying forever. I just got to tell you this evening that I'm sounding the trumpet because many have died unprepared. It's just not ready to meet God. There is an appointed time for everything. There's a time for every matter under heaven, a time to give birth, and a time to die. I am pleading with you tonight to take this moment, this hour that you have, as a gift from God seriously, realizing your death will come. Prepare yourself to meet God. Some will die before their time. Ecclesiastes 7 tells us that. Because of the way we live our lives. Because of the choices that we make. Because of the things that we choose to do. Because we try to fit in with the world. We try to fit in on the street. We try to fit in wherever we can. Instead of trying to get our lives aligned with Jesus Christ. Tonight, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you to get your life right with God. You know, every year, for those living, there's a celebration. Right now, we're in 2021, and so people were sounding the trumpet. They were shouting and rejoicing. Fireworks were going up into the sky because of the celebration of 2021. But did you realize the world doesn't understand that we're counting down the days until the end of this world? The earth and its works will burn up with fervent heat, and we're celebrating the day that Jesus Christ will return. Each birthday that we celebrate is another year that we're counting down to the day of our death, the day that we meet our God. Are you prepared? When we die, there's no more time. There are no more chances. I'm sounding a trumpet tonight because the death clock is ticking. Online, you can Google it. There's actually a death clock, and it's ticking down by the second. 56 million humans die every single year. Every hour, 6,392 people die. Every minute, 106 people die. And every second, almost 2 humans die. Do you realize that at any minute or second, that will be you? That will be me. Are you prepared? I'm warning you from the earth. I'm calling your name from the heavens or from the earth. But in the heaven, in paradise, in Tartarus, someone is calling your name. The majority are warning you from Tartarus, that hellish place. And there are a few who are warning you from paradise, from heaven. And I'm sounding the trumpet because someone is calling your name. Someone in torment is calling your name, saying, don't come down here. I'm in agony in these flames. Someone in paradise is calling your name, saying, come to Jesus, for I have found eternal life. I have found eternal rest. I wonder who it is. Who's calling you from their eternal home. I don't know where. I don't know whether they're calling you from Tartarus or calling you from paradise, but I don't know who they are. Is it your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather? Are they calling you? How about your brother or your sister or your friend? Is someone from the heavenlies calling your name? I want to go to Luke chapter 16. You knew I had to get there because that's where our lesson really stems from. The rich man and Lazarus. Someone said to me, "Preacher, I know that when we leave the earth, my only concern is I don't know how to get to heaven. I don't know where it is." See, you don't have to worry about where it is. You've got to make sure your life is ready when you die, because the angels will take you where you're supposed to go. And Luke 16 and verse 22, the Bible says, "Now it happened that the poor man died and was carried away by the angels." Do you realize that some will go kicking and screaming, while others will go rejoicing because of the great paradise of our God? Listen to the text, Luke 16, verse 22. "Now it happened that the poor man died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, he raised his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his arms. And he cried out and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.'" Now, I want to make sure you get this, because this is Jesus who is telling us this parable. When we die, there are no more chances. There is no more mercy, and there is no more time. The rich man asked, "Will you dip your finger in water and cool off my tongue, so I am in agony in this flame?" Folks say today, we're going to have a celebration of life at a funeral, because they don't want to think about the millions of people who've gone down into this place called hell, Tartarus, where there is agony, fire, and flame. We only want to think about the good stuff. But the reality is, I'm sounding the trumpet tonight, that the reality is that the majority will not make it into heaven. Tonight, are you a Christian? Are you a child of God? Are you prepared? Are you ready? Have you been baptized into Christ Jesus? Have you surrendered your life to the Lord? It goes on to say, Luke 16 and verse 27, he said, "Then I request of you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them so that they will not come to this place of torment as well." Do you hear that? He's calling his brother's name. "I got five of them. Tony, Mike, John, Terry, Ricky, don't come down here. I got five sisters. Lisa, LaQuisha, Diana, Pam, don't come down here. Don't come down here to this place of torment." Friends, brethren, somebody is calling your name. Perhaps the message is coming from heaven. Because the lesson tonight is not that everybody's in hell and only folks in hell are calling your name. The message tonight is that whether folks are in paradise or Tartarus, somebody's calling your name. And here's what I know. I know that Jesus is calling you tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and verse 28, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load, my burden is light." Come to Jesus tonight. He has made a way. He has opened the door. And he has said to us in John 14 and verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Every soul that has left this earth, whether good or bad, whether a child of God or not, has a message to tell. Tonight I'm encouraging you. I'm encouraging you like Jesus said, build your life on the rock. Matthew 7:24, "Therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And its collapse or its fall was great." Listen, listen, you're not alone. You see, I used to have my house built on the sand because I was a foolish man. I didn't know Jesus. I hadn't learned the message of God. I had rejected God for years. But one day I praised God that someone, some kind soul, had a heart to bring the message of Jesus to me. And I'm thankful that God opened my heart to receive the message and be baptized in the Christ Jesus our Lord. And tonight, I pray, God, you see me as a kind soul. I'm bringing the message of Jesus to you tonight because I don't want you to die lost. Every soul that has left this earth, whether good or bad, has a message to tell. It is the same message repeated over and over time and time again. Those who have gone on before us have sealed their fate. There are no second chances. Someone is calling from Tartarus. Someone is calling from paradise. The question tonight is, are you listening? Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, the conclusion when everything has been heard is, fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything hidden, whether it's good or evil. And do you realize this? Do you realize that one day, any second or minute from this point forward, you too will die? And you will begin calling someone's name. Please don't be the person to call and say, "I should have obeyed the Lord, but I was too stubborn. I could have obeyed the Lord, but I waited too long. I would have obeyed the Lord, but I just didn't have my priorities straight." Salvation, the message is so simple. You see, you cannot believe in Jesus until you've heard. You got to hear about him first. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when you hear it, you've got to make a decision. Will you believe it or will you reject it? Jesus says in John 8:24, "Unless you believe that I'm he, you will die in your sins." And once you've heard it, and you've believed it, and you're ready to make a decision, you've got to change your life, have godly sorrow, turn your life around, turn your mind around. Repentance. repentance. Repent or perish, says the book of Luke. And then confession. Jesus makes it clear, if you will confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father who is in heaven. But anyone who denies me, I will deny him. Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33. And then baptism. To be baptized into Christ, you hear it, and you believe it, and you're willing to repent, have godly sorrow, turn your life around, and then confess his name. Be baptized, immersed in water for the remission of your sins. Peter said to them, Acts 2:38, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Save yourself from this perverse and wicked generation. In the like figure, though baptism also now save you. It is not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but it is an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. Tonight I'm sounding the trumpet. I've called your name. But don't listen to me. Listen to Jesus. Come unto me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden. Let God. Let God, let God into your heart. Serve him, obey him, repent, be baptized, and give your life to him. The lesson is yours. I praise God for this opportunity, and I pray that something was there. Something has been said to bring you to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you. God bless you all.
And thank you. Certainly, we appreciate you so very much. Yes, sir. That's a thought coming from Luke 16, certainly that, boy, that man knew his family was in trouble back home. And many families are in trouble. And the Bible is right, and every word of the Bible is right. We know for sure that Jesus is still on the throne calling us to come home, come to him. Why won't you answer Jesus' call tonight and avoid this torment, the place of torment? And notice that it's not too late right now. You're still living. You have this opportunity. Why don't you do it? Believe in and being baptized and added to the one true church in the Bible. That is the Church of Christ. We thank you for listening tonight. Thank you, Brother Tony, for the message. You blow the trumpet tonight. We appreciate you so very much. Appreciate your elder, Brother Daly Jackson. And we thank you all so very much. Now, if you're on the call tonight and you want to be saved, you say, I want to go ahead and answer this call. I want to be one of those who obey God and not reject him. Well, then get back with the person who invited you to the call. Tell them you want to obey the truth that you heard tonight. And be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Get back with the person who invited you in the Church of Christ. Now, you can also email me at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. And I will make the arrangements for you, no matter where you are in our listening audience. We'll take care of making sure you get, if you need more teaching, we'll take care of that. If you need to be baptized, we'll take care of that. If you want to find a Church of Christ in your local area, we'll help you with that. Just email us, nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. Now, all of our sermons are recorded on our website, so you can go back on there and listen to them further if you need further studies. Go ahead and go to hollowheightscoc.net and hollowheightscoc.net. That's our website. Click on Nationwide Gospel Meeting tab, and you'll find all of the calls there. Along with the picture of our speakers and where they're from and all those kinds of everything's there. We thank you so very much. We are also going to be uploading a database. We're working on that. So members of the Church of Christ who know the speakers been on our call, and you're traveling, and you're going to Anchorage, we got the congregation. We got the name of the preacher and the elder. And you're going or anywhere in the United States that are. Our speakers have been on. They'll be on our database. We're hoping to have it up and running. February 1st, you'll be able to go on there and search by city, search by name of the preacher, wherever, so you can find the sound congregation as we define sound. So you know we're very careful about who we put on our program. Now, we want to pray to God before we get off the call tonight. Let us pray together. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your blessings of life. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he's still on the throne, calling us home, calling us to come to him. And Lord, we want to pray that our listening audience will hear his voice and obey it before it's eternally too late. We thank you for Brother Cloud, for Brother Jackson, and Anchorage, Alaska Church of Christ. And we thank you for these two men who come on our program. And we pray for their congregation, their members, and all those who they are serving. We pray for their ministry. We thank you for them volunteering their time to help us as well, to get the word, your word, out to a lost and dying world. Father, we love you. We thank you for all you do. We pray for all of our speakers, all those who have been involved in our program since the beginning. And we just thank you so very much for their hearts to serve on this historical nationwide gospel meeting that has never been hosted like this before. We've never been through a pandemic like this before. But we thank you for the phone. Even if you can't use the internet or don't have a TV, most people got a phone. Thank you. And we have an opportunity to visit them in their homes for 30 minutes each night with a sound preacher and a simple message of salvation. Thank you, Father. Continue to bless our work. Bless those who support us, whether we attending, or they're praying for us, or they're supporting us financially. We just thank you for each and every person. We love you. We pray our visitors know that we speak the truth in love on our program. As we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Another good night. Off to a good start this week, signing of the Trump tomorrow night. Nathan Francis, the preacher from Citrus Heights, California. He sounded his trumpet about the gospel being here. He didn't come behind him with one of his elders, Brother Charles Gregory from Citrus Heights, California, as well. He sounded his trumpet about them that are lost. They're closing us out for this week and kicking off the East Jackson congregation representation will be Brother Lavelle Hayes from East Jackson Church of Christ in Jackson, Tennessee. And then Monday night, we'll have one of his elders as well. And so to those who are on the call tonight, we talk about pastor. That really refers to men who are elders, also known as shepherds, and also bishops, a presbyter. And oftentimes, the mistake in the world is they think every preacher is a pastor. No, ma'am, no, sir. You got to have a plurality of elders. It means you got to have more than one shepherd at a congregation. And he has to be married, a husband, one wife. A preacher can be just men. He don't have to be married. So there's a difference. And I hope you'll learn that as we go through this. We kind of present that to those who may not know. Often I hear even members of the church call me pastor. That means you need to go to New Cranberry Class because you haven't learned that Brother Brooks is not the pastor. I'm the preacher. Yeah, but it's good to learn. It's always good to learn. So receive with meekness God's word and the faith to save your soul. Y'all have a good night. Join us tomorrow night. Nathan Francis will be blowing the trumpet. Sounding the trumpet. That's a good thing. May God bless all of you. Have a good night, friend.